he mentioned yesterday the preferred time to light is right around Shkia. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a person did not light before Shkia, before Tzeis. He said, you have the Zman to light, Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk, which he says is in half an hour after the period of Tzeis to Kekovin. There's still people walking in the street. The Tzumah needs to exist. You're publicizing the Neis, and you can light until that time. Because therefore, when a person puts Shemin into the Nair, you have to put enough Shemin in that should last till that time. So anytime a person is putting Shemin into his, putting a candle or putting oil there, it has to last so half an hour after Tzeis to Kekovin. He says, if you did not light at that point in time, then you have to light. You can light the whole night. Till Olos HaShachar, you can light with the bracha, according to the Shulchan Aruch, with the bracha, you light and you put in enough oil to last for half an hour. That's a bidyavit. Ramos says, nowadays, since our main purpose of lighting is for the people inside the house, the chutzlars, we light inside the house, so you can light the whole night, even with Chavkila. Again, it's preferred to light earlier, but you can light with Chavkila. The Mishavur raises a question. There's those person would say that the person only can light until Chatzot with a bracha. The Magen Avraham says that you can light until Chatzot with a bracha. And after Chatzot to light with a bracha, you should only be lighting if there are other people, there is somebody awake. So the Mishavur brings in the Sharatian says, brings from the Chem and Moshe, that you know, the preferred way to do that is if the person was traveling and he got home very late, that somebody should wake up and join him. So when he's lighting and be mefarsh in the nest to the members of the household. He says, you're allowed to wake them for this purpose. This is a valid purpose to wake somebody for. It's not Gezel Shina. You're allowed to wake them for that purpose. So if your father one time wakes you up, you know why? Well, he heard this shir, and he says, you can blame Rabbi Reingold, that he said to wake them up. So that is a valid purpose that you should gather the people together. You should light in front of them and be able to make a bracha. Mishavur says if that was not so, you did not wake anybody up, and your person's by himself, he would light without a bracha, according to the Mishavur. The Chem and Moshe finds that very difficult to understand. And the Moshe Mitzvah actually says you light the whole night. He goes like the Pasuk with the Chem and Moshe. You would light the whole night with a bracha. Even if the B'nai B'ayis are not awake, the person would light. So it's definitely preferred not to get involved in that. And even the Mishavur says a person would light with a bracha, we cannot stop him. He is what we rely on. But the Mishavur Pasuk himself with brachas lahalcha, you would not light with a bracha. But the Moshe Pasuk that you would light with a bracha the whole night, even if you're by yourself. Have a good morning.